The Occupied Territories Bill will not become law before the Dáil is dissolved. It's intended to block trade with Palestinian land occupied by Israeli settlers. It'll be formally referred to the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs next week as a signal from government of its unequivocal backing for the legislation. In a meeting on Tuesday evening with Senator Frances Black, who tabled the private member's bill in 2018, Taoiseach Micheál Martin told her the government was also prepared to issue a money message for the legislation. This is the vital step that's needed for any piece of non-government legislation to complete its passage through the Oireachtas process. While senior political figures said there was no chance the bill would be enacted into law before the election, Ms. Black said her meeting with the Taoiseach, who is also Minister of Foreign Affairs, was a really positive move before the election. She said both Mr. Martin and Taoiseach Simon Harris were of the view that Ireland was now obliged to pass this legislation. They will bring it as far as humanly possible before the curtain comes down, she says. Well, this issue was also discussed at Kerry County Council this month, with a number of motions in, including one from Councillor Deirdre Ferris, that Kerry County Council, in light of the recent ruling by the International Court of Justice on the illegality of Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, calls on the Irish government to enact the Occupied Territories Bill to cut Irish trade with Israeli goods and services produced in these illegal settlements. And Deirdre Ferris of Sinn Féin is with me in our Tralee studio. Deirdre, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry. Thank you for having
me. You got support for this, and it was passed at Council, yes?
Yeah, I did, and I have to credit everybody in that chamber, and I think it was Councillor Moriarty actually highlighted that they also passed a similar motion back in 2019 about this, and unfortunately we are in 2024 witnessing one of the worst human crises that ever will be, with the genocide that is going on and the continued expansion of illegal settlements. And we are now passing it again, but we are finally seeing movement from a government level on this, despite it being sitting on a shelf since 2019.
What would it achieve if it was passed, to your mind? What would this do on the ground in Palestine?
Well, I suppose, look, the bill in essence aims to unilaterally ban the trade of goods and services that are imported from colonies and illegally occupied territories, which are anywhere in the world. The ICJ ruling in July of last year, the International Court of Justice have determined that the settlements that have been expanding over into the West Bank with, foreign settlers into Palestinian lands, it will actually prevent Ireland from trading with any of the goods that are coming out of those settlements. You know, the expansion, I think we have seen that nearly 500,000 illegal settlers have taken Palestinian lands from the Palestinian people, totally displaced them, and have prevented them, in particular for the the natural resources in those areas and the waterways and everything have been taken over by Israeli people. And this is what it aims to achieve, is essentially a sanction on the Israeli government.
And that would do what?
Well, I suppose, Gerry, historically the Irish people have been very, very strong in their absolute intolerance for major injustices. We saw in the 80s that 11 workers went out on strike and refused to handle goods from South Africa, from apartheid South Africa, until there was a change. Ireland led the charge on that. In 1989, Ireland were the first country to ban goods coming in from South Africa. That expanded all over the world. And in the early 90s, we saw the end of an apartheid regime. I think that Ireland here have the capacity to once again show the merit and do have their moral obligation to show that we are willing to sanction a country for illegal activities, for the absolute appalling treatment of the Palestinian people. And I think we have the capacity to do that again.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would disagree that it is appalling treatment. It's a terrible situation, what's happening both in Lebanon and in Gaza and in the occupied territories in other parts, and the accent of the settlers on the extreme end of violence, intimidation and land grabbing. I don't think many people would disagree with that point. But what about the point of the reality of what would happen on the ground here? I was watching Chief Economist with the Institute of International and European Affairs, Dan O'Brien, last night on television on this subject in a debate with Francis Black, and he made some very good points. We've €500 million worth of goods traded to Israel every year. That's goods from Ireland that go to Israel. Mm-hmm. Chief amongst them are chemical related and related products, €264 million, machinery and transport equipment worth almost €185 million, and you have live exports as well, another valuable category for farmers here. So what would likely happen if this was passed would be that Israel would retaliate and we'd lose €500 million worth of trade and jobs would be lost, while there would be really no impact on the ground for Palestinians. It wouldn't help anybody in the real world, but it would cost Irish jobs. What's your response to that argument?
What's a human life worth, Gerry? What we have witnessed over the decades in particular, and in particular the live genocide that is occurring on Palestinian lands, whether it is in Gaza or in the West Bank, what is a single human life worth? Does money come before what we are witnessing every single day in a live feed of absolute indiscriminate slaughter,
I take your point on that, dear, but what about the point that this will materially have no impact whatsoever? Like the Israeli regime are far right.
No,
they won't do anything.
I actually accept that. It is actually minimal, but it is more about the message and how we can, like we did in the 80s, with countries who, like ourselves, have recognised the state of Palestine and have been quite vocal against the acts of the Israeli government against the people there. I believe it is something, and in particular, I do believe that what we are looking at is the possibility for each country to make an individual argument regarding the EU trade rules, which are generally uniform across. However, there are exceptions granted where they can be justified on grounds of public morality, public policy, public security and the protection of health and the life of humans.
Is that your argument to the other problem here with this? And that is that we really don't have the ability to go it alone on this. We'd be in conflict with our EU partners. This is a trade thing. It needs to be a pan-European thing. If we go on a solo run, we'll be in dispute with our partners in Europe.
Well, not necessarily, Gerry. I mean, at the end of the day, I believe that the EU trade agreements should end. The sanctions work. We have seen that with South Africa. The Israeli government need to be sanctioned for their actions. They need to be sanctioned for the continued genocide and indiscriminate slaughter and collective punishment of the people. They need to be sanctioned for the tracking and the prevention of movement of Palestinian people and the apartheid regime that is going in there.
Do sanctions work?
Absolutely.
I mean, it hasn't done much to stop Russia and Ukraine.
No, but Gerry, historically, major sanctions like we saw an international movement against an apartheid regime in South Africa, these sanctions will work. And I firmly believe that the Irish people can lead the charge in this. I firmly believe that the Irish people, like they did in the past, will stand with the oppressed, will stand with the colonised, and will stand with the people who have lost everything. They have lost the right to live freely, they have to move freely, they have lost their lives, Gerry, in the tens of thousands that we have seen. And I firmly believe that Ireland needs to make a stand here. We have seen their loss of their agricultural lands, particularly in the West Bank, the loss of their natural resources, their only way of making an income.
Of making a living.
And actually feeding their
generation. A listener says, I'm caught for time. Council would be better serving us all by dealing with matters in Kerry. What right do they have to pass moral motions about faraway Israel? Not in my name. What do you say to that, listener?
Listen, everybody is entitled to their opinion. And what I will say is, Gerry, first and foremost, regardless of my position as a county councillor, I am an activist. I am an activist who, from a level of privilege, who has allowed their children to run out and play, go to school freely without worry of a bomb dropping on it, allowed being able to go in and be treated in a hospital without worry of being bombed. That is a level of privilege that I have. And as an activist, I refuse to sit back. I do not see race. I do not see colour. I do not see religion. I do not see our nationality as an objective in which we can eliminate an entire race of people. I see human beings. As a mother, as a wife, as a daughter, as a sister and an aunt, I cannot sit back and stay quiet. It is not in my nature to do so. I will always stand with the most vulnerable and the oppressed. That is who I am, and that is the mandate I have been given, Gerry, regardless of somebody's opinion. And I do use my time in Kerry County Council to speak about
to raise local issues as well.
Okay.
Separately, dear, you're a member of the Forestry Trade Union. You're going to be on the lunchtime protest today. You're balloting for industrial action in relation to this. It's about vacancies. It follows on from the embargo. and also the issue that there are nurses and midwives, 30 vacancies for them, and also others in terms of the administrative side of our health service. Mm-hmm. What do you want the government to do?
We need to see a major recruitment drive. We need to see all the positions that have been eliminated, so to speak, to be put in. I'm from a department, and when I was speaking to your producer this morning, I was working last Friday and there were 7 wards without a single ward clerk. That is all the discharges, and particularly on a Friday, all those discharges are going to be waiting, whether they're referral letters to further treatment with other doctors, with follow-up appointments. None of those were going to be processed, and there was going. And this is an ongoing issue. This has been, we have stood out there, you spoke to me before about standing out there. This should not be the case. We are seeing
a major
crisis.
Is there going to be a strike, do you think? Will you be going on strike following the outcome of your ballot?
I have voted for it, as I said to you just a little while ago. I'm an activist. I'm a farmer shop steward. I firmly believe in the rights of workers. I firmly believe in a fully functioning public service and health service. I firmly believe that there is an obligation on the state to absolutely protect the full provision of services that we need to have within our acute hospital settings and even further afield into community care. We are not seeing that. We are seeing absolutely no determination by the government to resolve the issues that we are seeing popping up on investigations, whether it be on television or in the newspapers. And this cannot continue.
Okay, all right.
And Terry, I know you're out of time. I just want to say, and I've been listening and I've been dealing with the the Abidorny Football Club in the last couple of days. I really hope we see a resolution this weekend. We were on your radio station not too long ago, myself and a couple of other female councillors, talking about the clashes and the inequality in and around supporting the female sports teams. And I think what's going on this weekend is an appalling situation.
Look, I understand that situation. That comes after news yesterday of Kerry's Munster LGFA executive members have resigned over that. This is a clash between Camogie and football at the Munster level. I think we're expecting, what I've heard is, and whether this happens now or not today, a statement due from the LGFA Munster Council in relation to what is happening. This is what Councillor Ferris is referring to there, is a fixtures clash for 11 players on Saturday, with Abidorny's Munster Junior Championship semi-final fixed for an hour before Munster's Camogie semi-finals for Clanmorris and Killard. Kerry LGFA and Kerry Camogie have called on Munster LGFA to work with Munster Camogie to try and find and try and offer a solution to allow all players to represent their county in what may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And a statement which was issued yesterday by the LGFA and the Camogie County Boards in Kerry calls on all parties involved to exhaust every avenue available to them before any final decision is reached. If you have a comment on that or a view on that situation, it may yet be resolved today. We'll see what happens. Get in touch with us on the programme this morning. It's Councillor Deirdre Ferris.